For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, sophomore Kiki Radke out of Hastings, Minnesota. And Kiki, you guys played the Korean national team. First of all, what was that experience like being out there with the team that's hosting the Olympics?
It was really cool just to play against like a different team and like a different atmosphere kind of, because they're just, I mean, they're not like the typical team you play against. I mean, they're an Olympic team. They're from a different country. So it was just a cool experience for all of us, I think. Different and fun.
What was it like getting out there and not having to play each other anymore in scrimmages?
It was so nice to finally play against an actual team and see what we've been working on, finally pay off and tighten up some things here and there, but it was a fun experience.
Okay, you're a sophomore this year. You've got 9 freshmen on this squad coming in. Have you been able to give them any advice about their first year of college and first year of hockey?
Yeah, we've all been trying to help them out. I mean, they're adapting incredible. I mean, they're coming in here, they're working their butts every practice, and I mean, they don't even need much guidance. They're coming in, they're playing with confidence, they're doing good in school, they're not asking for any help or anything, so they're adjusting, I think, probably a lot better than we ever even did.
How much more comfortable are you out on the ice now that you're in your second year?
I'm a lot more comfortable, especially because I got moved to center now, and I'm just more natural at center, whereas wing I just wasn't quite as comfortable, so it feels good to be back in the middle and just kind of playing my game again.
The stats from the game against Korea won't count because it's an exhibition game, but you had an assist and a goal. How good did it feel to get on the scoreboard?
It felt really good, especially because last year I started out in such a slump and struggled to put points up right away, so it's kind of nice right away to put some pucks in the net and help other people out, so a little bit confidence booster going into next weekend in the home opener.
I thought your freshman class was awfully fast last year when I saw you guys on the ice. How much faster is this freshman class?
They are incredibly fast. I mean, all of them. Even little Tina is fast. And then you got Claire DeGeorge, who's a foot taller than Tina, and she's incredibly fast. I mean, every one of them is fast. I mean, their speed and just the way they can see the ice and play the game is very impressive.
It was incredible to see 4 of those 9 freshmen score goals against Korea. Were you guys kind of surprised, or did you see that coming?
Honestly, I wasn't surprised at all, just the type of players they are, and in practice they've been scoring goals, they've been working hard, so I'm so happy for them because their hard work paid off in their first game. I just hope they can keep carrying it over into future games and helping us out even more when we need goals.
You guys have a week and a half before you play and host Syracuse. You guys played them last year. How do you get ready for a non-conference game knowing that's going to count?
I think you get ready for it the same way you get ready for a WCHA game. I mean, you still got to go out there and prove yourself. You don't want to go out there and lay an egg. You don't want to lose. You don't want to lose a game that you know you can win, and that's something that we learned from last year. You got to win every game. Helps with confidence. Helps with everything. So it's nothing to overlook. We got to go out there and play our game and tighten up some things from tonight. And I think we'll have a great weekend.
Kiki, great job against Korea. Good luck.
Thank you.